Joe Lisi talks about college football, Yahoo Sports Radio, gopherthe2.com. Joe, sorry to make you wait through that. Can I ask you just one very, very simple question? If you were doing your radio show and Shaq's walking through the hall and wants to come in and freestyle, is there literally any human being on the face of planet Earth that if they were on the phone, you would say, no thanks, Shaq, I'm busy with this interview?
No, not at all. And feel free, if Shaq walks into the building now, I understand you could cut me right off.
Joe, that ship has sailed, unfortunately, today. And, you know, and I do love Shaq, and Shaq loves the show, and I'm sorry that this has happened, because I'm very grateful for your time, but right now I have no composure. I'm at a loss. So, Joe, what are you looking forward to watching in college football this weekend? that unfortunately, Joe, is the best damn lead-in I have for you right now. That's all I got. Talk about college football, Joe.
We have rivalry weekend coming up, Matt. I mean, how could you, when you look at LSU, Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Arkansas, doesn't get better than that. I mean, I'm really excited for another great week of college football.
Excellent save by you. Let me begin with the local angle. Danny Etling got his first start. What were your impressions?
I thought he was solid. I liked the way they attacked the deep middle of the field, especially early on. I mean, they built a big lead and then had to hold on 23-20. Not the way I think Les Miles and the offensive staff wanted it, but Etling looked pretty good within the system. He's going to have to attack the Auburn secondary again this coming weekend. They're giving up 251 passing yards per game. I like the way they brought in Doral and Dupree into the offense. They're going to have to do it again, because I think this is a dangerous game for LSU for the simple fact of the pressure on Gus Malzahn. They're going to get everything Auburn has, but LSU's won 4 out of the last 5 by 18 points per game, but they need to attack the secondary this coming weekend.
If you had an AP vote, do you have an AP vote?
No, not an AP vote, Matt.
If you had an AP vote, would Louisville be your number one team this week?
That's interesting. I mean, the way they dismantled Florida State, you have to put them in the top three, I think, in my opinion. But still, the way the Alabama Crimson Tide played on the road in Oxford this coming weekend, falling behind 24-3, and then the resilience of that team, defending national champions, I still have to put Alabama at number one over Louisville. But you can't argue with Lamar Jackson, that crew did last week, dominating the Seminoles. I mean, unbelievable output and production by that team last week.
Joe Lisi's with us, gopherthe2.com, Yahoo Sports Radio, on Twitter, at gopherthe2. By the way, I know you say always go for two. Did you see Mark Helfrich went for two 4 times, and they missed it and lost the game by 3? Does that have you reconsidering?
No, I mean, I when I say aggressive, I mean in key situations. I don't say go for the two all the time. I mean, at some point, you have to have a little common sense. I have no idea what they're thinking out there in Oregon and Eugene. But again, it bit them, and, you know, this is a coach that, in my opinion, is a step down from Chip Kelly. But we'll see how it plays out in the Pac-12 this year.
He's Larry Coker 2.0. He's a disaster there. It's unfortunate to that great program. Joe Lisi again, gopherthe2.com. 3 games this week between ranked opponents. One that I think LSU fans should be keenly watching. That's number 11 Wisconsin taking on number 8 Michigan State. Joe, I feel this is the start of a stretch, a 5-game stretch where Wisconsin is exposed. What do you think about what's going to happen in East Lansing?
Yeah, and when you look at it, they're going to be starting a redshirt freshman, Hollabrook, at the quarterback position that came in last week in the second half against Georgia State. They're going to have to attack the secondary of Michigan State that's given up about 231 passing yards per game, but I don't think they can do it. You look at the way the offensive line played last week for Michigan State. They pounded the rock for 260 yards on the ground against Notre Dame. This is a blue-collar club that's really under the radar. Nobody's mentioned them, and I do think that they get a convincing home victory over Wisconsin this coming weekend.
The other 2 games between ranked teams are both in the SEC. Florida has beaten Tennessee a bajillion times in a row now. The Vols get this one at home. New quarterback at Florida, Austin Appleby. How big of a loss is not having Luke Del Rio? Or can you really quantify that at this point?
I mean, I think it's a huge loss. I don't think Appleby is the same type of quarterback in terms of his reads and progressions that Luke Del Rio is, but he's got experience. It's not big game experience, but he's going to have to be a big game quarterback this coming weekend. But that defense, Matt, I mean, they're number one in so many statistical categories, giving up only 47 rushing yards per game, 87 passing yards per game, giving up only 19% on third downs, and they have 16 sacks through three games. I don't care who you're playing, to have 16 sacks through three games, phenomenal job by the front seven, and I think this defense keeps them in this matchup. I think they can run the football on the front seven of Tennessee that's given up around 152 yards on the ground. I think it's a very close game. And in the end, I still think Florida keeps the streak alive. I think they get a 23-20 victory over the Vols this coming weekend.
Wow, Joe calling for Florida to go on the road and beat Tennessee and continue the misery on Rocky Top. The other SEC game between ranked teams, Arkansas, Texas A&M. Joe, both are 3-0. I don't know what to make of either of these teams. This is a neutral site game at Jerry World. What do you think?
Well, I'm very high on Texas A&M. I actually picked them to win the West at the start of the year. They've won four of the last five since 2011 by 18 points per game. Their last loss to Arkansas came in 2011, 42-38. You look at Arkansas right now, they're allowing 224 passing yards per game. Trevor Knight's playing very well within the system, and this Aggie offense is passing for 293 yards through the air. I love the wide receiver core of Texas A&M, and I love the way the front seven's playing. They're only giving up 131 rushing yards on the ground. They're holding opponents to 30% on third down conversions, and they have 12 sacks with Miles Garrett leading the way. I think they can make Austin Allen and that offense one-dimensional, and I think they get a convincing double-digit victory this coming weekend in Dallas.
Two more that I want to ask you about. Georgia, the euphoria of a last-minute win. Ole Miss, the disappointment of blowing a three-touchdown lead against Alabama. Those two factors collide at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium in a morning kickoff. Georgia-Ole Miss, what do you think?
Well, Georgia's won 10 straight, but I think if you look at Ole Miss last week, that defense to me looks worn out by Alabama. They were running the rock between the tackles in the second half of that ballgame. Ole Miss is allowing 242 rushing yards on the ground. Georgia's running for 185 yards per game. I think Nick Chubb gets going. I think Georgia gets the upset victory. I think it's very close, 27-24, but the Bulldogs get the emotional road victory this coming weekend.
Boy, that would be devastating for Ole Miss if they start 1-3. You could really see it sort of just unraveling for the Rebels if that were to happen. Last one for you, Joe. I believe when you look at the Big 12, Baylor is really the last chance that the Big 12 has of getting in the playoff, if somehow Baylor can run the table, even though their pre-conference schedule is embarrassing. But they're 3-0 right now, and here comes Oklahoma State. Is Baylor on upset alert this weekend?
They can be. I mean, they play Oklahoma State very tough each and every year. I mean, the one thing that I could say about Oklahoma State is they have offensive weapons. Their wide receivers are James Washington and J.J. McCleskey could be as good as anybody in the country. I like Mason Rudolph as a quarterback. I mean, the one thing I think you think about both teams, they need to play better defense. Any team in the Big 12 cannot be talked about for the playoff until they start playing defense. I think this could be a very tough game, but in the end, I do think Baylor gets a three-point victory over Oklahoma State, but I think it's very, very close this coming weekend.
Joe Lisi at GoForTheTwo, GoForTheTwo.com, Yahoo Sports Radio. Before I let you run, is there any other game that we didn't talk about that you're like, man, that one is one to keep an eye on this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's North Carolina and Pittsburgh. North Carolina is averaging 296 yards through the air. You look at the last two games by Pitt secondary. They gave up 332 yards to Trace McSorley and Penn State. And last week they gave up 540 to Mason Rudolph. And that offense, they have to go back on the road in Chapel Hill. I think North Carolina has way too much offense for Pittsburgh. I think they win this game by convincingly double digits, about a 20-point victory.
Wow.
In Chapel Hill. And I think Josh Rosen and the UCLA Bruins get the upset victory over Christian McCaffrey and the Cardinal late Saturday night. I think this is a tough matchup for the Cardinal. UCLA only allowing 133 rushing yards per game. I think they can make that offense one-dimensional, even though Stanford's 6-0 over the last six meetings by 17 points per game. I like what UCLA is doing on the defensive side of the ball. They get the upset victory in the Rose Bowl.
Stanford, UCLA is a 7 o'clock kickoff on ABC, 7 o'clock Central Time. So no doubt when the LSU game's over, a lot of fans here in South Louisiana will lock into that one. Joe Lisi, GoForTheTwo.com on Twitter at GoForTheTwo and Yahoo Sports Radio. Man, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for jumping on, Joe.
Anytime, Matt. Love the show.
We appreciate you, man. Be good. Great stuff there from Joe. I appreciate his availability. And as I said, we had Joe on for the first time before the Wisconsin game, and I got so much positive feedback that I'll just keep calling him, see if he'll keep coming on the show.